I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, everybody. So, Terry, what's going on today?
Well, we got a couple of things to talk about. The first thing is we're going to talk a little bit about Bark Radio.
Where we've been and where we're going.
Exactly. At the time we're recording this show, we're exactly 1 month from our launch date, and it's been a pretty exciting ride.
Yeah, sort of feels like it's picking up speed. We are getting to know some incredible people because of Bark Radio. Great causes. We're having a really good time with this. We're
having a lot of fun with this, and a lot of people seem to be appreciating what we're doing at a lot of different levels. So, and that makes us feel good because that's why we're doing this to begin with, is to try to help others out and get some good doggy words out there.
Yeah, what Terry and I were talking about is that we may change the format just a tad. Miss Suri just kind of rolled her treat ball into the room, and she just left the room again. She didn't care what we're doing. Anyhow, back to the format. What we realize is we're doing a lot of, like, breaking news type things. We are recording on site. We are getting involved in causes and issues and individual people and dogs. And we just want to be able to make sure that we are getting info out to you guys on a timely basis.
On a timely basis and in the right order. Because we know that, well, we realized, rather, we shuffled a couple episodes around, and that actually confused some things that we were referencing from a previous show that hadn't actually aired yet because we moved it around and we went, crap.
Plan B.
Yeah. So bear with us. It is the first month. We're still trying to figure out some logistics. But because of that, we're going to make it a little bit more compartmentalized so that we can shuffle them easier.
Right.
Shouldn't make a difference to what you guys are doing. It's just the way that we're going to approach doing our recordings.
Yeah, and that way, if we need to move things around, hopefully it'll be a little bit easier when Terry takes the stuff in to edit it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys, it should be seamless to you, but hey, we just wanted to share what we're doing.
Right, and thanks for everybody that's listening and the 800, 900 people that are on Twitter following us and all the folks that have sent us these great emails and the feedback we're getting. Please continue.
Yeah, and you're like why we do it. We want to know more about what's going on in the dog world, and we figure as we find out, we'll share it with y'all.
Exactly, and we keep finding out lots of new stuff. We got a lot coming, too. We've got really, really cool things, some really neat interviews, so make sure you guys keep listening.
Yeah, stay tuned, y'all. It's just going to keep getting better and better, and like Terry said, thanks for tuning in. You're why we're here. All right, so a little bit of an update on Jamie Witt and Caesar the Pitbull. We have been backing and forthing quite some with Jamie. After one of our last episodes, when we had just thrown the idea out that how cool would it be for this dog someday to be a therapy dog, well, it seems like Jamie's going to take that up. She is interested in she wants to keep Caesar as her own dog, which will make three in her household, but that's okay, or 2 3/4. And she is really interested in pursuing therapy dog work with her dog. And we just, applaud that. We're all into therapy dog work. There will never be enough of them. And we just believe that Caesar, with his background, will be very special at that job. So we'll get back to you with some blog postings about this stuff. I want you to know what we're advising Jamie to do as we go along. We want Caesar to be able to physically heal first before we do anything with him as far as training. He needs to get comfortable in his home with his new family, with his new what do you call a bunch of dogs? Or with his pack. Thank you. Doy! Man, I had a moment. With his pack. Hey! We're leaving it in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He needs to do that and heal emotionally before we start training him for anything. What I recommended to Terry with his most recent rescue and with everyone who has a rescue dog no matter what the dog's background, give them 30 days in your house. They change after that. They need to settle in, get comfortable, and then you start kind of seeing more of the real dog. Has that been the case with Sparky?
That has. And so Sparky's, it's been about 6 months, almost 6 months now that we've had him. And for the first four, we saw changes in him.
Every month.
Just significantly different. And it's now it's in a trickle. You don't see too much.
That's so
he's
cool.
He's pretty much settled into, he gets it now. He's staying here.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you paid attention to that. Because most people aren't even aware that it's going on with their dog. They just get the dog, plunk the dog down, and hope for the best. And you've been paying attention, so you know that it's true. And so we're just going to advise, you know, Jamie along the way, just to give Caesar lots of time. And we will keep you posted on how he's doing. I just think that she's a young lady who's a hero to me. She's done an incredible thing rescuing this dog and bringing him and keeping him in her life.
The other thing I want to do with this, too, is give Connie a shout-out, who's her roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And because Jamie's our primary contact,
right.
But Connie's been out there supporting this right along, and I think she's sort of the behind-the-scenes person, but
cool.
She's 100% behind this, and give a shout-out to her as well. And,
hey, Connie, thank you for what you're doing supporting Jamie and all your dogs.
Exactly. So we'll be there with them. We're going to continue this ride, I think, that they're pursuing and be there to help if we can.
And one other piece of this is tripods.
And
we will talk more about that in future. But this is a website I didn't know of until Terry turned me onto it. Terry, just in brief.
I don't know exactly how it got started, but the person who founded the tripods had a dog who lost a front limb.
To cancer,
mm-hmm. Yes. And it was associated to the tracking chip that they put in there. And there was
the microchipping
okay. that they do with the dogs. And there was a certain brand that's worse than others, which I think is off the market now. Mm-hmm. But when he started that, there was no real research behind it.
Right.
And that's actually when we got Surrey, I did a lot of research. He seems to be the de facto person behind tracking the chips and what's going on and the causes behind that cancer. And so we decided not to chip Surrey
mm-hmm.
because about 10% of the dogs that get chipped have cancer caused from it and they lose a limb.
Wow.
So that is something, I mean, that's a little bit about what I know about him. Mostly I was using him for research material, but he's got a lot of good stuff there about dogs who have lost a limb.
That's what I like. I haven't been through the site at length, but I like that he has information for folks who are going through this, having to make the decision whether to have a dog's leg amputated, helping them make that decision based on fact, and then helping after the fact. I think they have a really good forum going on,
mm-hmm.
Chat room type thing for folks in the situation. And so what we did was we aimed Jamie at tripods. It's like, you know, okay, these are some folks that you can learn a lot more from than we know about amputations and dogs. So anyway, it's just all good. We're trying to hook people up who can help each other.
Exactly.
So that's it on the Jamie and Caesar update for now. We will get back to you as we have more information.